3 years after UK voted to leave EU. Parliament votes on what kind of Brexit it wants. By Oliver J.J. Lane on March 27, 2019. Having persistently failed to deliver Brexit almost 3 years after the 2016 vote, members of the British Parliament are voting on a series of potential Brexit options to determine how they want to take Brexit forwards. The so-called indicative votes, which are not binding on the government, come over 1,000 days after the 2016 referendum returned the greatest democratic mandate for change in British political history, and very nearly 2 years after the government triggered the Article 50 process to take Britain out of the EU. The original date for Brexit is just 2 days away, but the government has now agreed with the European Union to extend that into April. The last-minute votes, therefore, come at the end of the first stage of the Brexit process and as the UK government is all but paralysed by a so-called Brexit deal negotiated by the Prime Minister with the European Union. While Parliament has been unwilling on two occasions to accept May's deal, the European Union is unwilling to revisit it to make changes, and the Prime Minister will not accept any other course of action. While the Westminster political media bubble are treating tonight's votes as holding some importance, the government cabinet is boycotting them and concentrating their energy on getting the deal, described as the worst in history by key Brexiteer Nigel Farage, through Parliament later this week. Update 2200, final thoughts. Politicians are uniquely unable to make a decision on Brexit. Thankfully for them, the British people already did so in 2016. They might very well reflect on that after this evening. Good night. Update 2150, what does this mean? Despite the great noise Parliament made about taking control of proceedings from the government to give their own view, Parliament has now failed to support any single proposition, voting against every single of the 8 options. This rather confirms the view held by some critics of indicative votes that they have a somewhat farcical quality and are inclined to create or enforce stalemates. Something similar happened in the Tony Blair years when looking at options for House of Lords reform. We are returned to square one, in some regards, therefore. The government goes back to trying to push Theresa May's treaty with the European Union onto a Commons which doesn't want it, or apparently anything else, in face of resistance from both Brexiteer Tories and the Ulster DUP, see Update 2050. Brexit Secretary Stephen Barclay told the House after the vote. The results of the process this House has gone through today strengthens our view that the deal the government has negotiated is the best option. Furthermore, although this was not a significant feature of today's debate, any deal must include a withdrawal agreement. It is the government's firm wish to get the agreement approved by this House and I urge all members. If you believe in delivering on the referendum result with a deal then it's necessary to back the withdrawal agreement. If we do not do that there are no guarantees about where this process will end. I call on all members in the national interest to back the Prime Minister's deal. Update 2145, Parliament votes against everything. The results are in. Option B, John Barron MP. Leave the EU without a deal and a clean break on April 12. Yes, 160. Number 400. Majority, 240. Option D, Nick Bowles MP. Norway option, remain in the single market, a customs union, and EFTA. Yes, 188. Number 283. Majority, 95. Option H, George Eustace MP. Norway model without customs union, EEA plus EFTA. Yes, 65. Number 377. Major 312. Option J, Ken Clark MP. Leave the EU with a UK-wide customs union. Yes, 264. No, 272. Major 8. Option K. Permanent customs union including alignment with single market on future EU rights and regulation. Yes, 237. No, 307. Major 70. Option L, Joanna Cherry, SNP. Revoke Article 50 if no deal Brexit is not explicitly approved a day before we are due to lead. Yes, 184. No, 293. Major 109. Option M, Dame Margaret Beckett. Any withdrawal agreement must be put to the public in a confirmatory second referendum. Yes, 268. No, 295. Major 27. Option O, Marcus Fish. If no withdrawal agreement agreed, seek standstill agreement with the EU while negotiating trade deal. Yes 139. No 422. Major 283. See below, the update for 1500 for more information on these motions. Update 2135, Parliament excited by ceremonial mace. The counting process for the indicative votes had proven sufficiently complex that it has, several hours after the vote took place, not yet been completed yet. Speaker Burkow has suspended the sitting briefly while we wait for the numbers to come in, vacating the chair, but the fact the ceremonial mace that symbolizes the authority of the monarch in Parliament remains in place. This is causing considerable excitement among MPs because it is supposed to be removed when the House is suspended, apparently even if only briefly. Tory MPs are highlighting the situation by raising points of orders to the Speaker, who is not present, effectively addressing an empty chair. For more information on the mace, you can read our December 2018 report which followed a Labour MP seizing the mace in protest against the Brexit process. Update 2120, Brexit officially delayed. There is now no hope whatsoever that the country could leave the European Union this week. That possibility has been thoroughly stitched up by Theresa May and the predominantly Remain-supporting Parliament, voting 441 to 105 in favour of the change. Remarkably, as many as 105 voted against the change, likely all conservative Eurosceptics. Statutory instrument, move EU exit date 22nd of May if deal approved by 29th of March, or 12th of April if no deal approved. Yes, 441. Number 105. Majority, 336. Update 2050, DUP won't back May's deal. Bad news for the Prime Minister as her confidence and supply partners the Ulster-based Democratic Unionist Party still refuse to back her deal which, being honest, dooms it to fail once again. Many Conservative rebels watch the DUP as gatekeepers of the deal, suggesting they would vote for May's Brexit deal if the DUP do. Jacob Rees-Mogg, surprising some, is now among that number. No DUP, no Tory rebels, meaning the Prime Minister may choose to once again delay the vote on her deal until she can get enough support. But how long can she go on delaying? With Brexit delayed until April, the number of parliamentary days left to vote again are extremely limited. And where does this leave the Prime Minister's promise to Conservative backbenchers that she would leave office after getting her deal through? Update 2015, Parliament has voted on the 8 options. The votes are now being counted, with 8 binary options per ballot paper and roughly 650 members eligible to vote. This may take some time, likely beyond 2100. Stay tuned, folks. In the meanwhile, Parliament is debating changing the Brexit date from March 29, this Friday, to April. While the government has already agreed to do this over the head of Parliament with the European Union, this vote is needed to harmonize the British legal position with its international position. Given both the government and the opposition Labour Party support delaying Brexit, this is all but certain to pass. The day's events so far. 1800, Theresa May offers her resignation to get her deal through. Evidently, getting Theresa May's deal, which she has spent the 2 years negotiating with the European Union to achieve, is the Prime Minister's primary concern, and she has now gone so far as promising to step down in return for getting it through Parliament. The job is made much harder, in many respects, by Theresa May's deeply controversial deal which will have paid out tens of billions of pounds sterling to the European Union for little to nothing in return, and locked the nation into the so-called Northern Ireland backstop. With hands bound by these and other conditions, a new leader must then negotiate their way into the free world. Little wonder Mrs. May won't be doing it herself. Michael Gove presently leads the pack according to the bookies. Read the full story on Breitbart London. 1500, Burkow sets amendments. 16 voting options were put to the pro-Remain Speaker of the House of Commons for consideration today, of which he picked 8, 6 Remain, 1 Status Quo, and 1 pro-Remain. Remarkably, the voting position that called on Parliament to affirm it would be honouring the vote of the British people was ignored. Read into that what you will. From our update earlier today, those selected amendments we will be hearing more of soon. B. No deal. A simply worded option brought by Tory Brexiteer John Barron, which you can pretty much guarantee won't get much support from the overwhelmingly anti-Brexit Parliament. The text of this is simply that this House agrees that the UK shall leave the EU on April 12, 2019 without a deal. Calling for a Common Market 2.0. Brought by a group of Conservative and Labour Europhiles including Nick Bowles. This would call upon the government to revise the present political declaration to ensure the United Kingdom is a member of the European Free Trade Association and later the European Economic Area. Has the impact of keeping the UK in the European single market, breaking a key test of whether Britain has actually left the European Union or not? Almost the same again. Also calls, like the above, for the country to go with EFTA and the EEA but not remain within the single market. As the UK will leave the EEA on Brexit Day, should that day ever come, it would have to negotiate, presumably, to be let back in. J. Ken Clark's Customs Union Proposal. Mr. Ken Clark is one of the most recognisable veterans of the Conservative benches. He has been serving within and without the Cabinet since the 1970s and was a key figure in getting Britain to join the forerunner of the European Union in the first place. Perhaps unsurprisingly given that, he's worked tirelessly against Brexit. His proposal would ensure that as a minimum, Britain should have a commitment to negotiate a permanent and comprehensive UK-wide customs union with the EU. K. Labour's plan. L. Cancel Brexit. If the House doesn't pass Theresa May's deal, which we can fairly certainly say it will not, having already declined it twice, this vote calls on the government to cancel Brexit altogether. This is so Britain avoids the outcome Parliament wants least, a full Brexit. M. A second referendum. Referred to in the vote brought by Dame Margaret Beckett as a confirmatory vote, meaning that whatever deal the House agrees would be then voted on by the public before actually going ahead. This appears to be a call for a second referendum by another name. O. Calling on the government to seek preferential trade arrangements with the EU. Does what it says on the tin, it seems. In case of no deal being struck with the EU before the nation leaves, the House calls on the government to agree trade arrangements with the EU, essentially to keep things exactly as they are in the short term. Read more. The story is developing, more follows.